Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to be mad, or if I can run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wreck the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
Yeah, that's the Rush Project. We got them coming soon, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, rock, hip-hop, and all that in there. You know what I'm saying? Today is My Health, Your Health, Monogamy Monday. And, yeah, going to be getting into something a little different here today. You know what I'm saying? Because we normally don't do no relationship talking and all that on the show. But, goddamn punk-ass females, you know what I'm saying, made me bring this shit up. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. My Health, Your Health, Monogamy Monday, to be or not to be monogamy. This is the question, you know, that is the question. Today we talk about Shit I normally don't talk about, but it touched the nerve on the show I was on and felt it needed to be discussed further in detail. So basically, you know, why get married just to turn around and have an open relationship? Who the fuck are swingers? And is being faithful in a relationship the thing of the past? And last but not least, what is the love at? You know? Bring your ass. We got a couple more songs, you know what I'm saying? I got Sayonai all the way from the Netherlands hanging up in here, man. And a couple of new songs, you know what I'm saying? I got to bring past you real quick. And then we going to jump on into it. All right? All right.
Bad boy fresh, hand on tech. Keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck. Ride in the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the blood got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics. My charm so icy, my chain so heavy. The haters don't like me. You can get it high, get it if you gon' stack your paper. Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, yeah, nigga hoes on me like fleas. Black full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, love scared. I ain't trippin', need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the strip club, hoes to my clique, get live. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes.
Now is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold? Is it that I got a good old?
Free. You would never catch you where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hate a negative, like it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell it how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different bear kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying, and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Charlie Sheen, but he ain't major league. He ain't even on the team. He just loves to deceive, acts like he lives a dream. In reality, things ain't all what they seem. Always on campus, ain't enrolled in a thing. He just looking for a chick to live with another scheme. Looking for the broad with the lowest self-esteem. Talk around the money, the cop, the ice cream. Daddy saw Pharrell rocking in that Vibe magazine. He don't know a true king, treats a lady like a queen. Caught up in the image, but he don't know what it means. I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you try. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head. Sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old, can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he could come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry, Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him. And I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus.
I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried,
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
It makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
All right, people, y'all finna hear a lot of little strange things going on. And, we on exactchat.com, you know what I'm saying? So you hear a bunch of little ding-dongs and dong-dings. So, let me go ahead and get this thing on popping and locking real quick. Hold on just a second, y'all. Here we go. In the building, Mr. Sayanai.
You know that you can turn those sounds off, you know?
Yeah, with the,
sounds.
Is it? Yeah, turn the sound off, yeah. I seen one where it had a little jukebox and shit. That's what I'm trying to learn how to put my little radio on there.
Okay, well, we can help you with that. That's not that hard.
Yeah, I went to, I guess it was Edit, and that's how I just changed the background. I was actually trying to change the chat background, because that sucks, and it you can't really see.
Well, you need a shoutcast stream before you can embed that in the XChat.
Oh, yeah, a shoutcast stream?
A shoutcast stream. But, yeah, you can ask me about it, Jamie about it, Jekyll about it. We know how it's done, so.
Yeah, I went on to the shoutcast, but they're talking about you got to have a server, all this kind of crap.
Yeah. If you want to pay $10 a month at GStreamer, you can get a Shoutcast server which you connect to, and that has the opportunity to handle 100 listeners at once.
Hey.
For $10 a month, that's not too bad. You can even play reruns and of previous shows and all that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But Jekyll and Jamie have a server like that, so if we go to Paranormal Soup, we might get to use that server for times that it's not used for something else. I don't know how that's going to go. I have to excuse me for my voice, by the way, because the echo at work is getting to me.
The echo at work?
The airco, air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got to be up in the AC. It's raining out here, so it's been raining shit since yesterday. It's coming down. I'm looking across the way. People got their little boat docks and stuff. The water almost about to be over the boat dock. It's getting pretty high. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't know. You know, with the oil spill and shit, I don't know how that's going to affect everything. You know. If it's going to wash it all together.
I don't think that's going to be positive. I think it will spread it out. And if there's oil in the ground, you even have the chance that the oil gets mixed into the soil. And that's not good.
Yeah, well, these two motherfuckers trying to bury the oil on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Doing the fucking lazy, stupid way. But yeah, those reports, these stupid motherfuckers trying to bury the goddamn shit in the sand. You can't do that, people. I don't know what
that's
dumb environmentalists y'all got out there working on y'all damn shit. But you don't bury oil, people. You don't bury oil so kids can come back and dig the shit up. You don't do that.
What happens if you change the oil of your car and you spill some on the street? Over here, you get a fine for that. Because, yeah, they have to clean it up, environment, pollution, and all that.
What you mean, like at your personal residence or like out in public?
Like if you are exchanging the oil of your car on the road, on the public road, and you spill some on the road and you don't clean it up, you get a fine for that. That's pollution. So
what about like at the gas station, like if you pump too much gas and the gas spill out?
No, that's allowed. The gas stations are built that way, so it catches all the bad materials that fall down. There's a room beneath the floor that your car is standing on, and all the materials, all the liquids that you spill go in there.
Damn, man, we ain't got shit like that here, which fucking need to, because, yeah, I know me and my mom on occasions done, you know, been absent-minded. And, you know, you let the trigger go a little too long and thinking that it's going to automatically click, you know what I'm saying? Because it's got that click. Some gas stations got an automatic stopper, you know what I'm
all
saying? It'll click.
All of them.
Not all of them. Yeah, not down here. These old raggedy-ass mom and pops, you be fucking around and thinking that shit going to stop on its own. Yeah, you're going to find yourself with a handful of gas.
With a pants full of gas.
Yeah, it don't click off, you know what I'm saying? So all it does is spill right onto the ground. But, you know, here, all we have is kitty litter to soak up, you know what I'm saying, the spilled gasoline. They put kitty litter over it. Yeah, but we don't have, like, no underground, you know, anywhere for the oil or the gas to go. So, like, people pull up and they, you know, radiator might be leaking. So now they got, you know, antifreeze all over the damn ground. You know, and they come out with the kitty litter. Kitty litter is universal. It's used for everything. You know what I'm saying? As long as it sucks it up, you know, you can sweep it away. So that's what they do. They suck it up, sweep it away, and then, you know, throw it away or whatever. But, yeah.
Well, you got regulations for that, and now they want to bury the oil underneath the sand. Isn't that, yeah, a lot worse?
Well, that was definitely not the plan, and I know they damn sure, you know what I'm saying, but it comes to a point where you get so overwhelmed with shit, man, and until you go out to the beach and really see how massive the problem really is, and for you to come one day and clean the shit up, and then come back the next day and look like you ain't did nothing.
Well, yeah, but that's BP's fault for not taking swift action.
Well, just BP fault for having their ass over here drilling oil in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know that Jamie, Florida UFO, looked into this, and he told me something of the Netherlands that I didn't even know. If you want to drill for oil on Dutch soil, you have to use certain safety precautions before you even go drilling, and we use another completely other blowout system that shuts off in case of an emergency, and that's a lot better than the system that you were using in the Gulf.
Well,
and
they man, that is a $20 billion oil rig or some shit like that, brand fucking spanking new. It's been oil rigs that's been out on the ocean for, you know, years. This is how we've been getting our oil. So there's no way you're going to tell me that 2010, you know what I'm saying, when this oil rig ain't even a year old, maybe it's less than a year old, and it just topples out, and you don't have any contingency plans for it. You know, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. All right, well,
it should be obligatory for each company doing that kind of stuff to have an emergency situation ready before they start.
Well,
the government, let the government take a look at it. If it's not a good plan, do it over.
Hold on, let me. getting in on this question. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. This is Nami.
Hey,
straight out of Tampa,
you
Florida.
Welcome to Nami.
Trying to get this motherfucking oil situation now, man. Have you been out to the beach?
No, man. I've been keeping up with the new situation, and I've been seeing how it's coming up on the shore and whatnot. But on the off question, I want to know where the hell you get your energy from. How do you
I left last night. I went over my homeboy house. I was fucked up. I went over my homeboy house. Shot out to Mitch Millionaire. Crashed out over his shit about 3:30 in the morning. And then got up, motherfucking, this morning. Got to the house, laid down for 2 hours, and then I'm back. Got to do it. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was getting two ways. I ain't know you're doing that. Yeah, you can't do that, brother. That don't mix. Something like an American relationship. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah, but it's always a pleasure to be on the show. You know what I mean? Getting the presence of a good brother. You know what I'm saying? And they need to tighten up. Just another money scam, I think it is.
It's been that, but then you got to look at, my mama said it was in the news, right? They paying like $13 and some change to go out there and help clean up the shit on the beaches.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now this supposedly ain't coming from taxpayers' money. You know what I'm saying? BP supposedly got $20 billion set aside to pay everybody for cleaning up the beach and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But like I'm saying, if for one thing, if you go out to the beach and you see these people cleaning up, you know what I'm saying, what happens when you got oil sitting on top of the beach? That's toxic, correct?
That's right. Toxic waste.
That's toxic. That's actually crude oil. That shit is toxic. It's not refined oil. It's not been treated or anything. That's toxic oil on the beach. So if you walking along the beach with your little shovel and you trying to scoop this shit up, put it in a bag or whatever you're putting it into, and you don't have no respiratory mask on, by the time you don't find yourself walking a mile or two, you're going to find yourself fucked up. And see, this is what they ain't telling people. So they tricking people, talking about, oh, yeah, and you get overtime at, you know, $19 an hour and all this. Man, please. But if you don't spend about a month, 2-3 weeks, you're going to find yourself, you know what I'm saying, developing breathing problems. And see, they ain't finna motherfucking pay for the fallout of that. They're not finna pay for no medical bills and all that from this experiment gone bad. And you got all these people out here. And then, you know, like we just said, motherfuckers trying to bury this shit on the beach. How in the hell you bury oil? I mean, how do you do that? That don't even make any kind of sense.
None at all. I'm in agreement with everything you say, and you did right.
Right. Now, we're getting into the question of the day. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, Monogamy Monday. I'm on the show yesterday, got into a little conversation with these two chicks, you know what I'm saying? And we got into the conversation of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, you know what I'm saying, with their open relationship. We went all with, you know, because we were talking, but what their whole show was based off, you know, gays in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Wow, so many black actors, you know what I'm saying, have to portray gay roles, you know what I'm saying, in order to find success. And it's actually, I blowed their mind. I got a YouTube video, you know what I'm saying, that I turned them on to, that Dave Chappelle, right before he left to Africa, you know what I'm saying, this was his last interview show and everything. And he tell everybody why the fuck he leaving. You know what I'm saying? Because he said from the time he came into Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, from him playing his first roles to him getting his first major role in the movie, he said the first time he was offered his first major role, he said he read the script, and that's why he accepted the script. You know what I'm saying? He was playing alongside of one of them already major actors at the time. He said 45 minutes into before the shooting of the movie, he said the motherfucking director come running up to him, tell him something, Dave, we got something we want you to do. You know what I'm saying? We'll see if you mind doing it. You know, we think it'll be real hilarious. If you played a hooker and dressed up in a dress and played a hooker and then let whoever the star was, you know what I'm saying, pick you up, and we're going to make like a diss scene or some bullshit that came up. And Dave was like, you want to put me in a dress? This ain't nowhere in the script. He said it was nowhere in the script. And 45 minutes from the time of the shooting the movie, they just wrote some bullshit in. They wrote a faggot little part like that in.
Yeah.
And he said after he denied it and said, hell no, nah, he ain't going to do it. He said, man, within less than 5 minutes, they came back with the original script.
Hmm.
He said that is the reason why he left Hollywood. That's why he turned down a $10 million movie contract. You know what I'm saying? Because he said he's tired of it. He's tired of the facade that they putting on, you know. And when you watch the damn YouTube video, it show you. You know what I'm saying? Will Smith, and that's how we got into the Will Smith deal, because I pointed out it was six degrees of separation or something like that. That was the movie that he played in. Wait a minute. Hey, click on the link, Prophet Jackal. We on a new little chat room, so click on that link. Matter of fact, let me pop it in there. And we actually went two different areas. But yeah, the scene showed Will jumping up out of bed. Okay, this is the major scene this is the whole thing of the movie. Will Smith get out of bed with a white dude, you know what I'm saying? And butt naked. Both of these motherfuckers butt naked, and he get caught by the white dude's wife. You know what I'm saying? This is how the scene escalates. She walk in, you know what I'm saying, hear noises and shit. You know what I'm saying? Coming in, she walk into the damn room, they getting it on, and then in the midst of them getting it on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, then that's when they jump up. You know what I'm saying? She like, what the fuck? And then, you know what I'm saying, they jump up, they both butt booking naked.
Oh, no.
And now this was Will Smith's first major role now. This was, you know what I'm saying, besides, then this is what I said. That's when he started getting roles for Independence Day, Bad Boys, and all these other big, hard movies, you know what I'm saying, real manly movies. But he had to play a bitch first. Too Wong Fu, fucking Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, he played a bitch.
You feel me? Played a bitch. Oh, that was Patrick Swayze.
The black dude yep. That played in Mission Impossible. The computer genius.
Oh,
he played a bitch role.
It's been
black
it's damn, that was on White Chicks.
You
talking about the big strong dude that was on White Chicks.
Right.
Yeah. They did say he was in a movie with a dress on. I'm like, y'all see him? Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
All these big cross-dressers, they cross-dressing in the industry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all that brung us to, you know, that brung us up to, you know, certain people do, like, and this is what I pointed out, people do certain things to keep their status. Especially when they're in the eyes of Hollyweird. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of Hollyweird marriages that you've seen, and they only married for, you know, a year, and then they divorce, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's to cover up, you know what I'm saying, what they really got going on. You know? But if I'm gay, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want you to know it, and I go and marry a lesbian, but you don't know it, but we ain't even sleeping together, we still doing our own thing. That looks good on paper, though, because we together. It don't say I'm gay. It don't say she gay. It just say two people are together, a man and a woman are together. In the eyes of Hollywood, now the closed doors, like Cat Williams say, where shit really be going down, and you got to watch, you know what I'm saying, the doors that you be opening, because you will see some shit that you just ain't readily prepared for.
Ain't ready for.
You know, not to say it ain't going down, you just ain't mentally prepared and ready for it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what he said. You got it. So, I mean, it brought up to the question, like, how did Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, get together with Jada Pinkett? Now that I had two beautiful kids, whatever, whatever. He got a kid from another chick, you know what I'm saying, from his first relationship. But then, y'all turn around and talking about, we married, we happy. We're happily married.
Yeah.
But we chose that if we want to see other people, you know what I'm saying, if we see somebody that we're interested in, that we're going to pursue that. Where is that at? You know what I'm saying? But see, that's that American shit right there. You know, that's that American shit. That crazy shit started here. Now the rest of the world might have caught on to it, but that shit here, that started over here. You know, what do they do in the Netherlands? The side, y'all got swingers?
Sure.
People that practice openly, you know what I'm saying, open relationships with other people while they're married.
Sure. I actually know somebody. I won't mention his name. But he has a girlfriend for a long, 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 long time. And he has an open relationship that he can go to hookers and stuff like that, prostitutes. And he takes major advantage of that.
Damn.
Wow. Damn, I didn't know that. They even got a website dedicated to this shit, swingers.com. I'm giving y'all some free promo, but of course it's Adult Friend Finder, you know what I'm saying, which is that paid service crap. You know what I'm saying? So you go on it, yeah, you're going to have to pay, you know. But, yeah, they got swingers.com. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is the point though? What is the point if you came from a bachelor, you know what I'm saying, and you came from, y'all had to be screwing around in your relationship. That's all I can see, you know, because and you just like that feeling from that person, so you like, fuck it. I done been with you over 5-6 years. I might as well stay with you. But why violate the sacred bond and vows of marriage?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
If you're married, that's something else. I believe that an open relationship.
Why get married? When you get married, that says, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, death do us part, and we are going to stay together forever. We. It ain't no us. It didn't say we are the world. It said we. Just one man, one woman. You know, that's why you got your bachelor parties and you have all your pre-get-off parties and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, get that out the way, you know what I'm saying? Get all that out. Get it out your hair, you know? And then sell your soul away, however you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a violation to me, you know what I'm saying? That's a real violation to me. I'm a real old-school person that, you know, that marriage shit is to death it was part. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I do cheat, you know what I'm saying? That's called cheating in the goddamn relationship. I don't give a damn about no open, no swanking, no whatever the hell you want to disguise it as. You know what I'm saying? That right there is saying that I'm just openly disrespecting you, and I don't give a shit. Either you're going to stay with me or you're going to get the fuck off. So really, I mean, it's a trying. It seems like you trying a person in a relationship, if you ask me. You know?
Well, cheating is not done in every relationship, even if you're not married. But in the case of my friend, if you're open and honest to the girl that you're with and that you both agree on it, why not? But not if you get married anymore. If you get married, stay with the same girl.
That's all I'm saying. If you get married, that is a, you know, We just met and we freaking off type thing. You know what I'm saying? That's for somebody who, you know, you ain't in love with. But I mean, you don't share your wife. You know what I'm saying? You won't share your wife. What kind of shit is that? So is that just, you know? And then we got into swingers. Hold on, let me look up a little Wikipedia definition of swingers. You know, Wikipedia always got its own. Cause I, you know, a lot of countries too. I want to get into that too. I'm getting into marriage because in different countries, you know what I'm saying? That shit is so taboo that they will kill your ass. They will flog you, what they call flog you in India. You know what I'm saying? For trying to have, you know, two sex, for being married and sleeping outside out of wedlock.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't really understand it. Did you ever have the need to cheat on somebody?
I never, you. I did. You know, but I mean, that's when I went to Germany. You know what I'm saying? Not when I was in the United States. When I went to Germany, and my girl at the time, she said it though. She said, "Look, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel our relationship is going to hold up. So I feel we just need to, you know, break it off now as friends, so we won't become enemies. In case you do cheat on me when we go overseas," she said, because I've heard a lot of men go over there. You know what I'm saying? And women basically throwing themselves at you. You know what I'm saying? So in order, so you can feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? She didn't do it to be, she basically did it to protect herself. You know what I'm saying, too. And, but I was, you know, I'm like, you know, in that love world, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm blowed that we even, you know what I'm saying, going to the same location together. You know what I'm saying? How the hell are we even going to Germany together? How we got orders like that? You know, so many things just made it seem heaven sent. So I'm like, you know, fuck that. We're 3 hours away. She in Heidelberg. I'm in Ansbach, Karlsbad. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, went to the fucking club that night. Went to the club that Friday night. My first week in the country. You know what I'm saying? German chick wanted to take me home, and they just blew the fuck out of me.
So you heard German horny talk, didn't you?
It wasn't even no horny talk. I mean, the chick just threw herself up on me. We ain't even talk. That was real weird. I mean, we ain't even talk. She just gave me like the googly eyes and shit. And, woo-woo eyes. And next thing you know, we leaving the club after the club was over. I'm leaving with this bitch. I'm like, what?
You gotta get yourself a German girl that talks horny. I was almost laughing in bed, so funny it was.
it wasn't no talking going on. It wasn't no talking. We was not Vasis loafing up in this motherfucker. We was not Vasis loafing. Yeah. Damn, they don't even really give a definition of a swinger. Swing dance. People active in sexual swinging lifestyle. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, swinging. That's what it's called. Swinging or partner swapping, sometimes referred to as the swinging lifestyle or simply the lifestyle. Yeah, right. Is a non-monogamous behavior in which partners in a committed relationship agree as a couple for both partners to engage in sexual activities, sometimes referred to as recreational social sex with other people. As a subculture, the swinging couple regard their sexual activities with other people as a social activity in which they engage as a couple. Swinging can take place in a number of contexts, ranging from an informal social gathering of friends to a swingers' club and internet-based introduction services. The phenomenon of swinging, or at least its wider discussion and practice, may be seen as part of the sexual revolution of the 1960s, which occurred after the upsurge in sexual activity made possible by the invention of the contraceptive pill and the prevalence of safer sex practices during the same period. The term wife swapping is now criticized as being androcentric and not accurately describing the full range of sexual activities in which couples may take part. But the term continues in use and reflects the origins of the concept whereby husbands are viewed as initiating an informal partner swap.
I wonder how they propose that to their partner. Hey, honey, we should fuck around with other people.
Yeah. Here we go. The ethnology of swinging. Yeah, let's get into that real quick. Hold on. Still load going on. Coming through. Coming through. I think I got something new. We're waiting on the catch a train, people. You know, we're waiting to catch a train. Yeah. Got my porn.
March, I just realized I am the O in the word now. And if you tell anyone...
Honey, I like it when you call, but we just talked 5 minutes ago. Hang on, I've got a call waiting. Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got Marge in the other line, and she is totally bumming me out.
Dad, I thought you didn't like her saxophone.
I didn't, but now Daddy's special medicine, which you must never use because it will ruin your life, lets Daddy see and hear magical things you will never experience. Ever.
Dad, it's 1 a.m., and I'm out of saliva.
Shh, shh, shh. That saxophone would make a great pipe.
Ah, man, goddamn senses, boy. That's my motherfucking shit. Ah, people. All right, the ethnology of swinging. All right, this is according to Wikipedia.org. In Africa, temporary spouse trading is practiced as an element of ritual initiation into the Limba secret society in the French Congo through wife exchange. You shall lay with the priestess wife of your Limba father, and he shall lay with your wife too. Wow. How about in Australia, in the Warramunga tribe, two Apungardi men brought their wives after darkness had fallen to the festival place, and each of the men performed coitus with the wife of the other. C-O-I-T-U-S, big words. Basically sex, people, all right?
Isn't that sex? Just partner switch?
Well, yeah, that's just partner switch right now.
Well, just partner switching?
Yeah, you know, like...
Like you do that every day.
You know what I'm saying? I'm taking the old wife down, yeah, and getting a rag by my neighbor, yeah. I'm going to take her on down and rag his wife. Yeah, we're going to rag each other, yeah, you know. Up the other people.
Do those people have a blood test handy all the time?
Come on, man. See, you getting all into the real issue of what I'm going to bring up later on. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody want to talk about the facts of fucking STDs and all this whole shit while y'all sitting there just slanging your wang-wang around and opening up your cooter holes.
I brought it up.
You know, I'm just saying, when we discussed that, you know, yesterday, wasn't even thinking about it. I'm just saying, people in general do not concern them. That's hell. That's like people now don't even concern themselves with just screwing every woman and trying to screw every woman in town. You know what I'm saying? You know, are they worrying about wrapping it up? No, because if they was, they wouldn't be having that many kids. Yeah. Yeah. In New Guinea, among the Oriya of northern Iran, Arian Jaya, the Agama Tongkat, Indonesian for walking stick, encouraged men to trade wives, to have sexual relations with each other's wives. This trading of sexual favors was only between pairs of family. Adherents are now very secretive concerning cult activities and teachings. In this walking stick cult, the walking stick, or dute, D-U-T-E, is the term men use to refer to the husband of the woman who becomes his sexual partner. Furthermore, there have been other similar movements near Jayapura. These are probably called towel religion, Agama Handuk, and the Simpson religion.
Handuk. That's Dutch for towel. Handuk.
Oh, Handuk. Yeah. There you go. Handuk. Yeah. Agama must mean a religion then.
Sorry?
Oh, that's just one of these words. Agama? Agama? Yeah.
No, that's one of their words.
Oh, so they making shit up.
Handuk. Phenomenal.
And the Simpson religion. Yeah. Agama Simpson. Right. Might have to play the old marijuana one more time. Among the Mimica of southern Irian Jaya, temporary spouse trading is said to have been originated by a woman who had returned from the world of the dead. The wife says to her husband, "Tonight I will sleep in the house of the head man, and his wife will sleep in your house. Because I have been dead, tonight I'm going to do for the first time what people have been looking forward to for so long. I am going to institute the papis, or wife exchange." Wow. Yeah, that's pretty nutty, people. Pretty nutty. Yeah. I wonder how they initiate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you walk over to a dude's wife and be like,
"I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it."
Most people here go to a club for that.
Oh.
They have clubs of people that like to do that, and they get together and exchange. I don't know all the details. I've never been there, but it happens.
I mean, you walk up to the chicken, you be like, you know.
Well, you go to a place where everybody is there for the same thing, so it's not really awkward to ask. Because, you know where everybody's there for.
Well, I'll still be out of place. I'll probably walk up to a chick looking dumb, be like, "Hey,
do you like fat guys with no money?"
You know, get all rude with it. Be like,
"Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?"
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'll be getting...
"All the ladies in the house say, glide, hey, behold, and the kind and the feeling and the farting."
Oh, yeah.
"It's okay now. I'm here."
Yeah. Real good come on line, though. And this is, I would tell people, you know what I'm saying, especially overseas, y'all want to really practice this one. You know what I'm saying? You walk up to a chick and you look her right in her face. I mean, you give her that real sexual look and you just tell her,
"I want to see your tits, my dear."
"I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more."
You know, she gets offended, man. All you gotta tell her.
"I don't give a fuck."
Oh.
Well, if I do that, I went home with 2 blue eyes, and I came home with 3 blue eyes.
Looking like, yeah. And we're not talking about the blue eyes, people. We're talking about the blue balls. Oh, yeah. Swift kicking the naps. You know what I'm saying? What did you say? Oh, I will sing. How do we sing? Hello.
I'm normally pretty fast with lifting my own knee up to cover the area. So they we hit knees together, and then they, why did you do that? Hey, you need me.
Exactly, exactly. I know where you were, know where that was going, lady. I know where that was going. Nah, don't. Yeah. All right, got three more for you. How about that? Philippines and Luzon, the Gadong recognized spouse exchange. Inuit and Aleut, Inuit wife trading has often been reported and commented on. Temporary wife lending was apparently more common among the Aleuts than Eskimos. Several motivations for temporary spouse trading are practiced among the Eskimo. At the instigation of an Anakok or shaman as a magical rite to achieve better weather for hunting expeditions. Okay.
Hunting
let
expeditions.
Let me both net your wife. Yeah. Let me net your wife, man, so you can catch four more rabbits than the two that you're going out to catch. Yeah. As a regular feature for the annual Bladder Fest. Let me stick something up in that bladder. How about that? And for a man visiting without being accompanied by his wife, under the promise that he will in the future make his own wife sexually available to his host whenever the host will himself come visiting his erst wild guest.
I don't think I get sexually excited by hearing the word bladder in a word with sexual meaning.
Among the Inuit, a very specialized and socially prescribed of a form of wife sharing was practiced. When hunters were away, they would often stumble into the tribal lands of other tribes and be subject to death for the offense. But when they could show a relationship by virtue of a man, father, or grandchild who had sex with their wife, mother, or other female relatives, the wandering hunter was then regarded as family. Damn. The
wandering
Inuit.
Happy family.
Yeah, right. The Inuit had specific terminology and language describing the complex relationships that emerged from this practice of wife sharing. A man called another man AIPAK, IPAK, or APAK, something like that. If the man had sex with his wife, APAK means other me. So in their conception, this other man sleeping with one's wife was just another me.
I gotta say, this gives a whole new meaning to the sentence, who's your daddy?
Damn, who is your daddy? That's for real. Turn around, and somebody smacking you on your ass. Wait a minute, you're not my husband. Who's your daddy? No, your husband's over there with my wife. Right. Man. All right, people, I'm giving you the last one, and we got to get into some nutty news, man. And I mean nutty. Even though this is, I mean, how do you get any nuttier than this? I mean, right? Right.
Not much.
Yeah. I thought they would have had India or somebody in the headline.
Have you been to the UK already with the monogamy topic?
Yeah, and they ain't even in it. That's weird. How the hell they ain't in the headline? I thought they'd be the first ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, at the top.
Maybe it's censored. It's a British article, and they don't want to admit that the British are on top with statistics.
Yeah, right. Let's see. South American Indians. Yeah, even the Indians. Among the Arawati, Asurini, in the state of Pará, Brazil, spouse swapping is practiced. Among the Bari tribe of Venezuela, when a woman becomes pregnant, the women often take other male lovers. These additional lovers then take on the role of secondary or territory fathers to the child. If the primary father should die, the other men then have a social obligation to support these children. Research has shown that children with such extra fathers have improved life outcomes in this economically and resource-poor area of the jungle. Now, that is the only shit that kind of makes sense to me right there. You know, I mean, because they ain't doing it just for the simple fact of, you know what I'm saying, screwing around. They're doing it for the specific fact of, you know, a backup daddy, basically. You know what I'm saying? Getting backup daddies. Yeah, you know, where my backup dad? I need a spare. Get that spare dad out the trunk. Bring him on around. I gotta put him on.
I don't see how having sex with somebody suddenly makes you a backup daddy.
Yeah, I don't know people, but I mean, you know, sex is that only sacred bond that we share between, you know what I'm saying, and a human person. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that we can physically, you know what I'm saying, share. You know, emotions, you know, your mentality and all that kind of stuff, you know, getting into a person's head. Yeah, you can share that, but that's not physical. You know what I'm saying? You don't get a physical feeling from that. You know what I'm saying? A chick might talk dirty to you on the phone and might get your thingy thing hard. You know what I'm saying? But after she stopped talking, you back to square one. You know what I'm saying? But if she was there in front of you and put her hands on your thing, and something, it's going to lead to somewhere else. You know? So people just, I don't know, man. I guess that's the, you know, that's the only thing that we got in common that, you know, that can secure that bond, because verbal just ain't good enough.
On the phone, did you do that? Sometimes.
What's that? Oh, well, hey, if the women like it, you know what I'm saying? I love it. Hey, my bad.
I refused that a couple of times. Waste of my time. Come on.
Hey, it's like backdoor action. You know what I'm saying? I don't go for the back door in the relationship, but hey, if she opens the back door and says, "Come on in,"
which back door are you referring to, Smiley?
What? Hey, brother, whatever back door you think I'm talking about, whatever.
Every back door.
Yeah, just call me a golfer because I'll fill a hole in one. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yeah, pestosos. Yeah, cyanide and pestosos. Yeah. This one's going down. You got customers. God, man, I hate your customers, man. Not really. I mean, you know, just exaggerating. And make sure y'all click on that link, man. We at the new hangout right here. DJ Smells So Good. His homie hangout. You can go to exact.com, XAT.com. Or you can go on the really like my front page. I got it on multiple websites now. So, you know, you guys can chat with me from anywhere around the world. And I mean the world. Not really. The world. What's up, dog? Gotta give me some dog barks, man. So I can communicate with my canine, you know?
I'm on headphones, so.
Oh. All right, people, it's time for the Nutty News, man. Y'all already know what it is. Time for the Nutty News. Oh, I was about to say.
Okay, good night.
Who was that? What you trying to say?
I was responding to the guy that said, "I want to go to bed now. I have work in the morning."
Yeah. I talking about the chick. You know how the chick be like, "I just want to go to bed now. I got to get up early for work in the morning." No, you don't. No, you don't. What you got time for is to roll that thing on over so we can do some wife swapping.
Oh, man. Do you know a gay couple?
Yeah, I know two females that are gay, not men.
At my previous job, a guy used to work there, and he was gay. Oh, man, I heard that guy on the telephone talking to his boyfriend a few times. I had to ask him. I approached him and said, "You must be the women in a relationship, aren't you?" "Oh, why you ask that?" "Yeah, you complain a lot."
Yeah, somebody has to be the bitch in the relationship. So, yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Mother works at a mental health center, and one of the people that works there, has a significant other, and they're married. We went to the house one day, you know what I'm saying? This was years ago. And actually, the couches that you see me sitting on when I ever have my webcam on, we went and bought these couches from Moo Couches, you know. And we went out to their house. I mean, you step in these people's houses, and it's like, wow. For two men to be living together, like, wow. Because a man and a woman, we some nasty motherfuckers living together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Then you got two. That's just nasty, though. Don't even think about what I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? That's just nasty. Yeah. Period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A clean house and a dirty ass. Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to know what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Why are you thinking about that anyway?
Exactly. I'm just saying. I'm thinking about the house, though. You know what I'm saying? When you walked in, it's like, how can two men, you know what I'm saying, you know, that be into each other like that, you know, actually get along together, you know what I'm saying? I mean, two men living in a college dorm, we the nastiest motherfuckers you ever want to come across. You know? Room smelling like corn chips and women and shit, you know?
With certain gay guys, I think the women, the feminine side gets an upper hand, at least with one of the two.
Yeah,
so the tidying up the place all the time, cleaning up, stuff like that. I'm sure it was spot clean in the house.
Yeah, that was still a weird situation. It got weirder, though, when he came and actually went to one of the parties and kissed the motherfucking dude at the party. Listen, people. I mean, your personal sexual preferences, that's for you. You know? But that is not sexy to see two dudes kissing. I mean, no. It ain't even sexy to me, really, to see two women kissing. That's not hot to me. I know a lot of dudes are like, oh, that's not sexy. That's nasty.
Two women kissing is only sexy if you can join in.
Yeah, it was that, you know what I'm saying? But just y'all mouthing each other down, like, bitch, I ain't have no fun from that. If there ain't no fun, if the homie can't have none, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. I don't know what y'all doing. All right, people. Go. This has nothing to do with the nutty news, because this is nowhere near nutty. But just to put y'all up on some information, you know what I'm saying? In Beijing, Chinese court sentences U.S. geologist to 8 years.
What did she do?
Okay. An American geologist held by Chinese state security agents who stubbed lit cigarettes on his arms was sentenced to 8 years in prison Monday for gathering data on Chinese's oil industry. A case that highlights the government's use of vague secrets laws to restrict business information. In pronouncing Zhu Fang guilty of spying and collecting state secrets, the Beijing number one intermediate people's court said his actions endangered our country's national security. Its verdict said zoo received documents on geological conditions of onshore oil wells and a database that gave the coordinates of more than 30,000 oil and gas wells belonging to the China National Petroleum Corporation and listed subsidiary PetroChina Limited. That information, it said, was sold to IHS Energy, the U.S. consultancy Zhu worked for, and now known as IHS Incorporation. The sentence of 8 years is close to the recommended legal limit of 10 years for all but extremely serious violations. Do Zhu, now 45 and known as a meticulous, driven researcher, showed no emotion when the court announced the verdict. It stunned his lawyer and his sister, his only family member allowed in the courtroom. I can't describe how I feel. It's definitely unacceptable. Zuz's wife, Nan Kane, said by telephone, sobbing from their home in a Houston, Texas suburb where she lives with their two children. U.S. Ambassador to China, John Huntsman, attended the hearing to display Washington's interest in the case. He left without commenting, and the U.S. Embassy issued a statement calling for Zuz's immediate release and deportation to the United States. Zuz's sentence punctuates a case that has dragged on more than 2.5 years and is likely to alarm foreign businesses unsure when normal business activities elsewhere might conflict with China's vague state security laws. Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah, from one from one point of view, it is, because he didn't do so much wrong. But if you are in China,
all that information.
Be a little careful, man. When you go to China. Don't try to break the rules there.
They're under a dictatorship.
Yep.
How do you? If they own people, can't do nothing. How the hell you think you gonna come over there and just be? You know, Jimmy sniff around and ain't nobody gonna say nothing to you. Come on, people. I mean, some things you just got to use common sense on. And anytime you data collecting, you know what I'm saying, on and I mean definitely, you know what I'm saying, something like that with oil, you know what I'm saying, locations. I'm talking about specific locations. Even here in the United States, if you had all that information and you sold that to somebody, our government will come looking at you and wondering why the hell you giving all the locations of all our oil rigs, all of our oil refineries, you know what I'm saying, all our processing plants. Why do you have all that type of data collected all at one time and you don't work, you know what I'm saying, for either of these companies? You know what I'm saying? Well, you working for, actually you working for the enemy company and you're consulting, you're spying. Ain't no other way to spy.
You might
ain't
even be working for a government that prepares an invasion.
And they trying to
possible.
Strategically find all of your oil wells because if you shut down
up
your oil.
Altogether. Then you have no fuel left to power all your vehicles. So.
Man, well, you know that's what. How China's getting past that too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because they're okay, Jamie over here. That's what's up. Well, he's over on the Exact Chat, people. Welcome to Exact Chat. Yeah, I lost my train of thought now. Let's get nutty, people. I lost my train of thought, so that must be a good thing.
Skip to the next one.
Yeah. We're in New York, people, and this is Nutty News, all right? This is Nutty News, brought to you far by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Yeah. Movie theaters infested with bed bugs.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's been to Abercrombie and Fitch, apparently laying in their beds. And took the bed bugs with them to the movies. Yeah. Moviegoers in New York could be snuggling up with bed bugs, bug experts say. Experts warn theater seats pose a bigger bed bug threat than clothing racks, despite last week's reports about bed bug infestations at two popular clothing stores, Abercrombie and Fitch, and I forgot the other one, the New York Daily News reported. Wow. Bed bugs, people. Don't let the bugs bite. This is a nutty fact. Parker Brothers prints about $50 billion worth of Monopoly money in 1 year. Another nutty fact. So does our government.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that.
Oh, man. Now we know who the true manufacturer of U.S. currency is. Parker Brothers. They just happen to work at the mint. Yeah, right. All right, we're in Hawaii, man. Where who really cares? Let me ask you something. If Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for presidency, would you give a care?
Well,
hell,
he's not born in America. If that's in the regulations, then he can't run for president. But I ain't talking
about no regulation. I'm just saying, as a person concerned about this country and wants to, you know.
I think anybody should be able
anybody.
To run for president.
That's how I feel. Anybody. Fuck. If you come over here and you put your arm in the air and say, I swear to be an American citizen and to do everything I'm going to do for this country as an American. Well, there you go. That's your VIP pass to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a more diverse government. You know what I'm saying? Right now, this damn blue-collar, white-collar bullshit we got going on, black-collar, whatever you want to call it, collared, period, is pretty screwy, and it sucks. You know what I'm saying? And it is tearing America a new asshole every day. You know? Every day. That we keep racism and all that kind of shit in there. But anyways, this is another controversy. In Hawaii, you know, National Magazine says Obama not born in U.S.
Yeah, like the 4 or 5. 10 times, other times that was said.
That everybody done been said that. Okay.
Well, was
according
that
to the story,
proved, or is that?
Yeah,
like
this is supposed to be definitely proved. Let's see. According to the story, a former Hawaii records official is sending shockwaves through Washington D.C. by revealing there is absolutely no birth certificate for Barack Obama. I had direct access to the Social Security database, the National Crime Computer, the state driver's license information, international passport information, basically just about anything you can imagine to get someone's identity, says Timothy Adams, who served as a senior government records clerk in Honolulu.
Timothy
in 2008.
Adams, looking up that information without a valid cause to do that is illegal, my friend.
It is illegal, exactly. And therefore, if you would have found any pertinent information and snooping into top secret information, which the president now is, being that he's taking on that rank as commander in chief, yeah, you are in direct violation of national security. You're using national crime computers. You're using state driver's license databases, international passport. If that is not even, you're not even supposed to be using, your job is not to be sitting up there looking up people's information like that. If you or a government records clerk, that's the only thing you're supposed to do. File and record records, not to be Mr. John
investigator
or whatever the hell. Yeah. So that there, people, okay, that is spying.
Yeah.
That right there.
That
yeah, he should be getting arrested. But of course, we're not China, and we promote spying. Yeah. the fuck out of here, man. They want to talk about national security. Man, please. Yeah, he really didn't do nothing, though.
He didn't do nothing.
They didn't bust him. I mean, they didn't bust him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't prove anything.
Well, he really did bust him.
Well, we can give him a line war because he didn't find anything. You didn't. You don't have any proof that it's still. You don't have a document.
He should get the stupid award. We're coming out in public that you were nosing around all those registries.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. You do get one of those. I mean, but then to go national with it too, you know what I'm saying? To try to make a big statement out of it.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah, you get that one. He definitely gets that. Yeah, because that makes sense, people. Come on. All right, let's go to, I give you the nutty fact, my bad. Nutty fact, the 1997 Jack Nicholson film, As Good As It Gets, is known in China as Mr. Cat Poop.
Okay.
All righty then. B Midjai, Minnesota. BMIDJI. B Midjai. What the hell kind of name is that? In Minnesota. All right. Beaver statue was yanked. As suggested. Okay. A scene painted on a beaver statue struck some observers as female genitalia, prompting its removal from a public art walk in Bemidji, Minnesota, an organizer said. Deborah Davis of Black Duck says her piece of art, one of nine fiberglass beaver sculptures painted by area artists, was meant to portray a praying woman's hand.
Oh, wait, was meant to portray. That's
right.
Made me to believe that some modern
right.
piece of art that doesn't really
right.
look like it.
You're right. Yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar. Hands do not look like cooter holes, people, unless you make them that way. Absolutely. Nutty fact for you. Guinea pigs and rabbits can't sweat. Wow. Have you ever picked up a sweaty rabbit?
No, but my dog doesn't sweat.
Well, his nose does.
Yeah, the nose and the tongue. That's the way they cool down. But
and smell.
With
yeah.
a spur, there is no sweat.
Wow. I never thought about that either. You know what I'm saying? How we be sweating our asses off, but animals don't be sweating. You know what I'm saying? A dog will outrun you, come home, and be dry as a bone when you pet him. Well, I ain't talking about after he done ran through puddles and the lake and everything else, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. All right, let's go over here to Seattle. Zombies from far and wide party.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Washington State?
Yeah.
Shout out to
organizers. Yeah, I wonder if that's probably where Heavenly Angels at. Oh, my bad. Organizers of this weekend's big zombie block party in Seattle said they were shooting for a world record crowd of undead revelers. The Red, White, and Dead Zombie Block Party Saturday night flooded the streets of the Fremont neighborhood in numbers that may turn out to be a Guinness World Record. Wow. A million weirdos. That's a world record. No, I don't think so, because I live in the United States, and I think we are already there.
Yeah, million.
Yeah, Fucking weirdos around me all fucking day. Act like they fucking zombies on this goddamn medication have these motherfuckers be taking, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Pill popping and all the other kind of shit. Man, please.
Well, if you've been pill popping for a couple of days, you start to look like a zombie, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And pill popping is not the thing to do, people. It's not the thing to do. All right, let's get on over here and get that started. Get that up. All right, hold your fingers. No. Nutty fact, strange law. In Idaho, a citizen is forbidden by law to give another citizen a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds.
50 pounds is a lot, by the way.
Who in the hell is giving you a 50-pound Kit Kat bar? Yeah, I don't think I'll be handing you a 50-pound Snickers bar or would be walking around with anything of the sort. Yeah, people, 50 pounds, that is like 10 bags of groceries. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, you don't eat that in one night.
That is a law. That is a law. Okay.
It's a pretty useless law, but if you ask me, but...
Yeah. Hold your hands, people. We're in New York, where a boy gets finger cut off by Macy's escalator. Oh, man, that hurt. Just, you know how certain things you talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like, woman kicks man in balls, nut goes into his throat. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I feel bad. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Certain things you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man punches woman in cooter. Oh, I guess that doesn't do anything, but, yeah. Doctors reattached the severed finger of a 4-year-old boy after it was sliced off by a wooden escalator. A wooden escalator? At Macy's flagship store in New York City's Herald Square. My son is still not well, Mom Natalia Del Tajada said, as she visited her son Maxley in the hospital. They did reattach it, but it's going to be a couple of days to see how that will work. The horrific accident is the third of its kind at Macy's in the past 5 years.
Okay, time for a new escalator.
I would think so. But on behalf of the victims...
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah.
Going back to the mother, she visits her son an hour later. And she says, my son is still not well. No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like you going to go in there, but he going to be miraculously, wow, look at his finger. It's all healed. Yeah.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Or to go to the hospital looking for your son to be in a better way. Yeah. All right. Anyways, give you a nutty fact. In Greek culture, brides carry a lump of sugar in their wedding glove. It's supposed to bring sweetness to their married life. Oh, that sucks. That sounds a nerdy. What the hell? Bitch, that's called bringing bed bugs to the goddamn bed. That's what it's called. Bringing damn ants and roaches while we trying to get our groove on. You got some damn sugar in your damn wedding glove. Girl, that's why I got a red ant bite me on my ass. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to think about it.
Oh.
It sounds nasty and itchy and, yeah.
Yeah, don't even shout. Keep it moving, man. Sunol K. California. Okay. American flag painted over just days before the 4th. Okay. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, my name is Arnold. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Arnold. Arnold, I am the governor. No, I said governor. No, I am the governor. No, motherfucker, it's governor, not governor. Ain't no B in that, motherfucker. Damn. Oh, my bad. Governor. Too much fun with that one, people. That's why I can't go to California today.
Hey, vote me for governor.
Huh?
Vote me for governor.
Oh, yeah.
You go for president, I'll go for governor.
That's what I'm talking about. We can run in, y'all. 3009.
Let's make some real change in your country.
I'm talking about. Right. Man, that'll be crazy. You know what I'm saying? You the damn governor, I'm fucking president. Goddamn Prophet Jackal and the whole Paranormal Soup Network makes up the damn Senate and Congress. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, people. You looking for change? Oh, we got some change for you.
You just got backed up by a lot of people in the ufology community. They would like to see that.
Hey, I mean, debunking all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? Hell, we'll be flying in space saucers tomorrow and shit, you know? I think they'll be pretty cool. But he doesn't. Arnold Schwarzenegger said that he was unhappy that the California Department of Transportation has painted over a mural of an American flag on a concrete slab near the Sunol Grade section of Interstate Highway 680 in unincorporated Alameda County near Sunol. Schwarzenegger called the flag patriotic and meaningful. He said that to remove the flag only a few days before we celebrate our independence and reflect on the freedom we are lucky enough to enjoy in America is unconscionable. And I didn't know he knew those type of big words, but kudos to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, you read it off the screen. You didn't hear him say it.
yeah, my bad. All right, yeah. Teleprompters do save our presidents and our constituents. Yeah. If it wasn't for that, doggone teleprompter, boy, a lot of y'all would be in.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone's darkness is spreading!
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all be in the dark. Nutty fact. A man named Ed Peterson is the inventor of the Egg McMuffin. I feel stupid. I mean, actually dumber for reading that fact. But that is a fact. I thought McDonald's created the Egg McMuffin. It's not called the Ed Peterson. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he don't get no credit. You know, I think I'm going to go to McDonald's today just to say, hey, let me get an Ed Peterson.
You guys are stupid.
You guys telling me you work at McDonald's and you don't even know who invented the Egg McMuffin? Wow. You all should be fired.
Okay, I wouldn't eat the McMuffin after you said that.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Yeah, let me get an Ed. Yeah, an Ed and a hash brown. Yeah. Don't think so. Because if a guy standing there with looking like 2 tons of fun and his name is Ed, I think my breakfast would be over. Yeah, if somebody asked that.
Yeah, but who wants to go for breakfast to McDonald's anyway? Come on.
Yeah. No. All right. Who eats breakfast at McDonald's? I mean, they're only over a billion served. You know what I'm saying? Like, who eats there?
Yeah, but do you know anybody that really does that?
What, ask for Ed Peterson?
No, eat breakfast at McDonald's.
Well, look at America, man. I mean, hell, why do you think we morbidly obese? Because of the practice of eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. People, that's not healthy. Contrary to what they say, I mean, having a snack at lunch, but not having a full breakfast, full lunch, and a full dinner, that is not healthy.
No, absolutely not.
That will definitely lead to obesity, and that is why we have Donna Summer on Blog Talk Radio, who's trying to get to 1,000 pounds. I mean, yeah, I want to be on that show because I'm definitely got a few words for her, because that's not only selfish, you know what I'm saying, to your family and people around you.
1,000 pounds?
1,000 pounds.
That's hazardous for the health and
this
stuff.
This is her goal to reach.
Okay.
She's
who is
actively,
encouraging that?
She is.
And
yeah, if you didn't see the little feature,
see
the feature.
Why is that featured on
Blog Talk?
Why is that featured on Blog Talk?
Because
you got those sites where what's it called when you want to throw up after dinner and stuff to stay thin?
What's
it called? Well, when people stick their finger in their throat after eating to throw up and to stay thin.
Yeah, that's when you what they call that? What do they call it, Mom? When you force yourself when the people anemic? What they call them people? When they force themselves to throw up all the time. Who?
Bulimic.
There you go. Bulimic.
Yeah, okay.
That's bulimic. Yeah.
But they shut sites like that down all the time over here, where girls are giving each other tips to throw up after dinner and to stay thin and all that because it's hazardous
that's
for the
not
health.
Healthy.
And in this case,
healthy.
It's the same thing. To reach 1,000 pounds, that's not healthy. Why is Blog Talk encouraging that? Why are they featuring that?
I'm saying, yeah, like that is a milestone to reach. I mean, when I watched I watched that health show, and where the dude got over 1,000 pounds, and I mean they cut 150 pounds of fat. Off his inner thighs.
Jesus.
Just so this man can walk. Just so he can walk around. 300 pounds. That's just off of his inner thighs. You ain't talking about the rest of his legs. I mean, how much fat? Oh, man. After they cut, I mean, had to physically cut the fat off of this man.
Okay.
And you gonna sit up there and do it like it's a Guinness Book World Record? Is you serious? Come on, man. Yeah, and Blog Talk, you just as wrong, you know what I'm saying, for encouraging that. But hey, we encourage smoking weed, so what do you think about that, you know?
That's legal over here. Yeah, stuffing
not
yourself
over
with
here,
food
but,
until you're, I don't know how heavy is. I guess that's legal too, but come on.
Yeah.
Putting on a show like that, encouraging other people to gain mass weight like that. Oh man. Well, it would give a riot if that would have been done over here.
Let's go over here in trailer park trash news. In Georgia, couple tattoo 6 kids with homemade device. Only in the trailer parks, people. Only in the trailer parks. Yeah. Damn, Betty Jo. Betty Jo, go get that clothes hanger. Yeah. And the iron. I want to tattoo the kids. Right. Oh, man. A Georgia couple is facing child cruelty charges for tattooing 6 of their children with a crude device made from a guitar string. Damn, that's even worse. Says reports. Patty Jo Marsh. Well, damn, I was almost off. Betty Jo, Patty Jo. Oh, yeah. Patty Jo Marsh and husband Jacob Edwards Bartels were arrested after the biological mother of some of the children. Damn, these ain't even your kids. Wow. Some of the children found that markings on their hands wouldn't wash off. They were each charged with 3 counts of illegal tattooing, second-degree child cruelty, and reckless conduct.
Tattooing?
Wow. I ain't never heard of that, illegal tattooing, but...
Do you have to have a permit to do a tattoo?
Not that I know of, but I don't have any tattoos, so...
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. But I do know one thing. She does definitely get an award.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
That's you know, and since there were two parties involved, of course we have to give.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood. Sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Man.
I know a good punishment. We strap them down. We take a tattoo, what's it called, where you do that with, the equipment? A gun? Tattoo gun? A tattoo needle? And we go and doodle their backs full.
Doodle
their backs full. Draw all kinds of drawing. Make some nice commercial for the WDGE radio.
You know, man, just totally screw them up. You know. Now take that. Well, take this.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Hey,
see me aboard. Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
We'll join.
Nowhere.
Captain Smell, so good, an international co-host, Sayonai, from the Netherlands. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountain Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar, Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Hello?
Marge, I just realized I am the owl in the word now. And if you tell anyone...
Honey, I like it when you call, but we just talked 5 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
Hang on, I've got a call waiting. Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got Marge on the other line, and she is totally bumming me out.
Dad, I thought you didn't like her saxophone.
I didn't, but now Daddy's special medicine, which you must never use because it will ruin your life, lets Daddy see and hear magical things you will never...
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Yeah. And we're back into it, people.
Perception of that must have been the first time that he smoked, because I didn't have that in a long, long time. That's radically gay.
All right.
That's been a while. Take me back.
This is a nutty fact. Between 25% to 35% of the population sneeze when they are exposed to light.
Wow. All right.
Didn't know that. But, didn't really care to know that one, but thank you for making me dumber for giving me that fact. Yeah. All right. It's lip. Right. It's Lip Terrace, New York. I know y'all be catching hell there, boy. It's Lip. Oh, man. His lip. Oh, man. His lip is on the terrace in New York. Oh, yeah. You know, we would eat that up, people. We would definitely eat that up. Us Southerners would eat that up. All right. Yeah. Man blows off arm with fireworks.
In his lip.
Wow. How do you blow off your arm? Let's find out. Police say a man lighting fireworks has blown off his arm at a party on New York's Long Island. Suffolk County police say 36-year-old Eric Smith was using a 3-foot-long metal tube to shoot mortars from the street near his home. Police believe... dumb. Boy, look at him. Some people. Police believe he leaned over the device to ignite it and didn't get out of the way before an explosive shot out of the launcher. His left arm was severed at the shoulder. Severed at the shoulder. Dang. He got to be shooting some illegal stuff. Cause I mean, our Roman candles don't do that.
How is that with regulations over there? Because
that
over
ain't
here
no regulations.
In the Netherlands,
that is not legal.
We have very strict regulations. That's you only get sissy stuff. And when you go across the border to Belgium, you can get avalanche arrows and all that. You know, they use that in the mountains to make an avalanche by a big explosion.
Well, what?
We got one of those. We bind it to a tree. We strapped it to a tree. We lit it. We ran. And there was no tree left.
What?
It was not a big tree, but you needed both hands to get around it. And we used one of those avalanche arrows, one of those illegal ones.
But you can legally go over there and buy it.
You can legally go over there and buy it. As soon as you cross the border, you're illegal again. But we did a little bit of communicating and getting the stuff over to another car, because there are always people on the lookout around New Year when we light fireworks. So they know when to look out for people getting fireworks there. And they're looking out for Dutch cars that are parked near the store, and they give the license plate to the colleagues and stuff like that. So what we always did is...
that up.
Yeah, we went with two cars. The other car didn't go to the shop, and we exchanged the stuff afterwards. So we went across the border. We got a checkup, and our friends got to pass with all the stuff in it.
Well, that is too crazy for me, but I ain't never heard, you know, I mean, even here, like, we got what they call, like, M80s. That's, like, the most powerful thing you can legally buy. Anything over that, you getting the quarter sticks of dynamite. Why are you lighting up why are you lighting up anything that got dynamite in it?
To make holes in the ground.
No, these fools go out into the lakes, and they throw it out into the lakes, and they call it cheap fishing. Because once you throw one of them quarter sticks out there, yeah, that's all you're going to do is shock all the fish, in, you know what I'm saying, in that little area. And I've seen it done before. I mean, a lot of fish. You know what I'm saying? That deafens all the fish. It don't kill them. It deafens them. You know what I'm saying? When you throw it in there. Boom! Now all you see is a bunch of fish floating to the top. Still alive, but they shocked. So all you got to do is come along and just scoop them right on up.
That's
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
I was lucky once.
Only on Paranormal Soup Network. Oh. Yeah, I have to send that on, yeah. I got to get used to these terms. Bumpers.
Yeah, you should better get a better audio quality from that, because the Blog Talk kind of, yeah, sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Paranormal now. They quality you.
We should do a test show a few times to get a few samples on there.
Well, a test show, brother. We're going live. Ain't no test shows, brother. When we go in, we're going in, all right? Ain't no testing. This was the test right here. I warmed you up on BTR, brother. We're going head in. We're going head in on it. What I'm talking about.
Head in the back door?
No, that didn't even sound right. Oh, Lord, people. I don't think Pea Soup Network is ready for us. But, hey, we're coming at you, man. We're coming at you with all the nutty news, nutty facts. We're coming at you. Nutty fact. Approximately 60 circus performers have been shot from cannons. At last report, 31 of these have been killed. You would think that, after the first couple of people got killed, you know what I'm saying? And that's a horrible way to die, man. They get blown up. Because, you know, they got to pack it with gunpowder just to shoot you out. Man, that's scary, man. But all in the name of entertainment, people. You know what I'm saying? In the name of entertainment. Yeah. People do that. Weird, but true. All right. I meant to give old boy an award. I'm sorry. Almost forgot. Here's your award, of course, for blowing your arm off. Yes.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. You blew your whole arm off. You know what I'm saying? Normally people blow fingers off. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never heard of a whole arm coming off. I mean, you just totally screwed up 4th of July for kids for the next 5 years.
I've heard of people blowing their heads off.
Yeah, or your hand, you know what I'm saying? But not your arm?
With one of those arrows that I was referring to.
Oh, well, that. Not that type of pee. Just pee, the letter P soup.
Yeah,
P soup,
I know. I just thought it sounded funny. It sounded funny.
Yeah, not the other pee. If anybody peed in your soup, you don't want that. No.
That's not that kind of pee soup.
Yeah. Let's go on over here. Got a couple more for you before we get on up out of here, people. And I do like to thank everybody for tuning in today, you know what I'm saying, to the Regular Game Radio Show, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, featuring the hottest host and co-host, man, I mean from around the world, and I mean the world, Antoine Butt, looks like Butt, man hit loading gun in stove. Yeah, and it explodes. Yeah. Anton Bout used to keep a loaded gun at the bottom of his gas stove. Right. That is, until he forgot it was there early Saturday. And, he and another man decided to cook some food. Fulton County Police said. Bout fired up the stove at his College Park home around 3:30 a.m. Saturday, heating up the .40 caliber Smith & Wesson along with it. Right. Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar, brother. Yeah, wow. Wars are just ringing in now.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Yeah, and don't forget, people, check out www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com. This show is definitely coming soon. Today is My Health, Your Health, Monogamy Monday, man. We've been talking about, you know, basically swingers. You know, we covered that before in another news, you know, why people get married, you know what I'm saying, and then turn around and talk about having an open relationship, you know. We covered all of that, you know what I'm saying, and basically where's the love at? Because I had two women, you know what I'm saying, tell me flat out that having an open relationship while you're married is healthy and that it's cool. And before I was about to cuss both of them out, you know what I'm saying, I just digressed.
You actually found those two women that the rest of the world is looking for?
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, the world is looking for y'all. Because, yeah, what? You telling me I can cheat on you? I mean, excuse me, baby. I mean, I can wife swap you? Let me use a technical term. Yeah.
Did you actually see those women or...
No, I mean, this is on a show. I'm talking to them and then, you know.
Alrighty. Yeah, I wonder how that's, how that picture will look if you see it.
Well, not to make you sad, but just tell you the truth. Feds taking the week off in oil fight. Just some headlines to cover. Teens fall 7 stories in dumb waiter shaft. Who are the dumb people here? The teens. And in Nigeria, Nigerian leader bans football after World Cup. What? Yeah, the Nigerian national football team has been banned from competitive games for 2 years by the country's president following their poor performance at the World Cup. Nigeria finished bottom of their group in South Africa with just 1 point after losing to Argentina in Greece and drawing with South Korea.
Dang. Yeah, that's pretty naughty. If you want to hear some naughty news from Amsterdam,
run it, brother.
Some bloated tourist messed up on drugs jumped off a 3-story hotel and jumped on the back of an Australian tourist that has a non-recoverable back injury for the rest of his life.
Are you serious? They jumped off a 3-story building at that.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it in those 2 minutes left in the show.
Dang. Well, Vancouver, British Columbia. That sounds so crazy, don't it? British Columbia. What? Police in Canada said 2 18-year-olds who fell 7 stories down a dumb waiter shaft owe their lives to the bags of recycling. Yeah, fortunate for them, is there some bags of recycling at the bottom on the cement floor, and those provided some cushioning. What the hell are you doing in the damn dumb waiter elevator anyway? Being a dumb waiter, I guess. Right. Nutty fact, ostriches are often not taken seriously. They can run faster than horses, and the males can roar like lions. Dang! And that's a scary fact, people. Ostriches are very dangerous. Those aren't the animals that you want to be going to the zoo and talking about petting, because you're either going to get spit on or they're going to get mad, and once they flap them wings, you better get out the way. That long neck and that hard beak will tear something up. Yeah. 10 seconds tell you about your government. One local official is voicing his frustration over what he calls a 9-to-5 attitude by some federal authorities in the face of the oil disaster. Jefferson Councilman Chris Roberts says the parish has a plan to build rock levees to
help keep oil out of the inland waterways like Barataria Bay. Robert said they, after they submitted the proposal to the Army Corps of Engineers last week, Corps officials said last Friday that discussion on the plan would have to be put on hold until the following Monday because the Corps' office would be closed for the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're officially off, people, and your last fact of the day is the first. United States coast-to-coast airplane flight occurred in 1911 and took 49 days. Can't really believe that fact because you all said that the Wright brothers was the first ones to achieve flight. That was a lie. Yeah.
What time are you starting this? Are you starting the show tomorrow? Because at this time tomorrow, the Dutch team is playing their semifinals.
What time? Exactly what time?
This,
at 2 o'clock or 12 o'clock?
Exactly.
Now?
This time is the kickoff. So if you start this time tomorrow, I won't be able to make the entire show. So I'll be heading
okay,
out.
Okay. So I got to do it at 12 o'clock. No 12:30, people. No 12:30, people. Time to massacre a language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We start on time. Okay. What the hell is that? The watch. Cat, dot files, WordPress, what is that? Pea soup with ham? Hey, brother, we're not talking about that. All right, stop screwing up our pea soup story, all right? Pea soup is our short way of saying Paranormal Soup Network. Not the pea soup for eating people, all right? Don't bite our words, man. We're trying to be cool and come up with, you know, an acronym for our show. So welcome to the Pea Soup Network Show. That don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Anything with P in it don't even sound right. You know, just no. Not sound right.
The Para Soup Network.
The Para Soup. Yeah, Para Soup Network. That sounds a little better. Para Soup Network. Yeah. Getting out of here, man. I got a new jam for you. This is my homeboy from the Middle East, and I'm not talking about Osama. Oh, right. His name is Fahad, not Jihad. He's not with, you know what I'm saying, the terrorist group either. I don't support terrorism, people. That's why I'm not really American. Oh, did I say that? That mean I'll be supporting our government. Yeah. Fahad, a.k.a. the Gemini King. New song is called Popping. And we're out of here, people. My health, your health, Monogamy Monday, people. Stay monogamous. That's the only healthy way to be in a relationship. Believe that. If you go ahead and tie the knot and giving those vows to death do us part, better, worse, sick of soul, all that, that does not say we can sleep around. All right? And if we keep saying that that is cool and that's acceptable, then we're going to keep digging a hole for ourselves, people. So keep it popping, all right? Keep it popping.
See you all
keep
tomorrow.
Out. Night.
For the language Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. It's going down. Damn, I forgot the new language. Show up, and you'll find out.
I look to my right, little mama's looking fine. She's popping, she's popping, popping. She know what she wanna do. So she's dropping, dropping. Like it's something she likes to wear. What's popping, popping? Jewelry, perfume, and boots. But she got that dollar. Everything little mama do is popping. And this whole day.
that stands on me. It's my birthday. Ain't tricking if you got it. She gets paid every day and don't mind popping, 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 popping.
Got that dollar.